It's been a week now. This is the worst thing that has ever happened to me ever in my life. Am I the only one? I feel like committing suicide.
This is one of the emotional traumas you go through when you're depressed. Depression is real. Hi everyone, and guess we're doing great. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, The Community. On this wonderful and interesting episode of my podcast, I'll be discussing about depression and mental health. And I remain your host, Lawal Muhammad Akonho. So you stay tuned to be right back. Alright, welcome back. Like I said earlier, I'll be discussing about depression and mental health. Before we go strictly to the topic, we should understand what is meant by depression. Depression is a common and serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, and how you act. Sometimes also, depression causes feelings of sadness and less of interest in activities you once enjoy. And we should also state strictly, according to William C. Chow, he defines depression as an illness that involves the body, mood, and thought, and that affects the way a person eats and think about things. When you don't think about things the way you usually think about them, it means depression is actually setting in. And according to all research in the world, depression affects 1 in 15 adults. So in 1 in 15 adults in the world are undergoing depression, and that can be estimated to 6.7% of adults in the world experiencing depression. And also, research also shown that 1 out of 6 people will experience depression at sometimes in their lives. So as you move on in your life pursuits, 1 out of 6 individuals will experience depression, and that can be estimated to 16.6% of people will definitely experience depression. So this topic should be taken seriously. We should be able to state clearly to ourselves what are the symptoms of depression. Number one is feeling worthless and guilty. So sometimes when you feel worthless of yourself, you always think you're guilty of everything that you engage in. That is one of the symptoms of depression. Also, you also have troubles in sleeping. When you even sleep, you have bad dreams that will not allow you to go back to bed. This is one of the symptoms of depression. Also, difficult in thinking. When you don't think directly or straight to the way you usually think before, that is a proof that you are undergoing depression. Also, we have loss of energy. You won't be agile to do most of the daily activities anymore. Also, at this point in time, I think we should make it clear to ourselves that depression is different from sadness and grief, because sadness might probably last for 2 or 3 days and grief as well, but depression will always last for weeks, 2, 3 and more. And also, at this point in time, we should be able to state clear the several factors that can play a role or significant role in depression. We have 4 of them. We have biochemistry, we have genetic depression, we have personality, and also we have economical factor. These are factors that contribute or that plays a very significant role in depression. Number one, we have biochemistry. Now, this is the difference in certain chemical into the brain may contribute the symptoms of depression. And also we have genetic. Genetic also can be one of the factors that plays a very significant role in depression. Why? Because depression can run in families. For example, if one identical twin has depression, the other has 70% chance of having such depression and perhaps such feelings. Number 3 is personality. People with low esteem who are easily overwhelmed by stress and pessimistic, these are people that are also likely to undergo depression. The last one and above all is that environmental factors. Why do I say that? It means when you have a continuous exposure to violence, abuse in your environment, or poverty, I underline that word poverty, may make some people more vulnerable to depression. Because presently in Nigeria, we have high level of poverty in Nigeria, and that speaks so many things. So if I can actually conclude and say 30% of individuals in Nigeria, or the population in Nigeria, are actually undergoing depression. I think I'm not mistaken. So that is a little one we can actually cover for today. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. That is all I can cover today on mental health and depression. Until we meet next time on the same podcast, The Community, I say bye and be safe.